Hi, everyone. It's really hard being a host, but I'm going to try. As you know, there's many literary aspirations on this collection of yaks. So right now, what we're going to do is get together and make a pact. Oh, and what that pact is at some point, we are all obligated to write our own memoirs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's good.
And today, we are going to decide together what the titles of those memoirs will be, and we are going to make a pact to hold ourselves to those decisions. This game has two facets. One is we're going to choose the title that someone is bound to for life to name their memoirs, and we're also going to try and guess which one is, quote, the real one. So what we did was I had you all give me titles of memoirs, both for yourself and others, and I've jumbled them all together. So I'm going to read you all the titles. We're going to choose one that the person will commit to, and then we're also going to try and guess which was the author's own biography. Obviously, you kind of need to recuse yourself on your own ones. Kathleen, you can vote for all of them. So first, we have Old Irish Nico. So these are the potential titles coming across the editor's desk for his memoir. I think maybe let me go through all of them, and then we can deliberate. Probably makes the most sense. Okay. By the way, some of you guys gave me more or less or different ones, so they're not all the same. So this one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, nice. 7
Jesus choices. Christ.
For, number one for Nico's potential memoir title. The book was not better and the movie was bad too. Number two, the 40-year-old curmudgeon. Number three, I guess I like golf now. Number four, Tuesdays with Ninky, Memoirs of a Duchess. Number five, my tattoos, well. Number six, strong disagree. And number seven, sneering towards Bethlehem, my life as a critic of absolutely everything.
Sorry, what was the first word?
Sneering.
Sneering, right. Okay.
The first one, the first, sneering towards Bethlehem, my life as a critic of absolutely everything. All right, so for starters, which one do we think he needs to commit to as the title?
I think we got to get a reading again.
Yeah.
Okay. They're so good, they jumble together.
All right. I'm gonna go faster on the reread. The book was not better, and the movie was bad too. The 40-year-old curmudgeon. I guess I like golf now. Tuesdays with Ninky, Memoirs of a Duchess. My tattoos, well, strong disagree. And sneering towards Bethlehem, my life is a critic of absolutely everything.
Oh, I love golf and strong disagree. Those are my two faves.
Strong disagree is so good. Oh my god.
Especially with like, if you relate it to books in any way, he fucking hates every book. So frustrating.
Yeah. Also, but the book was not better. The movie was bad too.
Yeah.
It was also very good.
That is true. That is very true.
Shit. But Strong Disagree is a great book title. That's got to be it.
Like, which one would you most pick up? It's probably Strong Disagree.
I'm just glad you guys aren't making me name my future memoir Tuesdays with Ninky. So anything else is gravy.
Well, we got to take this seriously. We're just not just spite picks.
I feel like the golfing one would be the second book. Like, you know? Like your memoir and another.
Yeah.
Strong Disagree too. I guess I like golf. Nico, you are legally obligated to title your memoir Strong Disagree. All right, voters, which one do we think Nico wrote?
I think he wrote the golf one.
Maybe the tattoos.
Yeah, that seems...
My tattoos well.
Aaron, what do you think he wrote?
The golfing one's good. I don't know. I'm going to actually say Strong Disagree, actually.
Nico, which one did you write?
Strong Disagree.
Fuck. Wow.
He picked his own memoir title and talked to us.
Clever boy.
That is so fucking good, Nico. You have to write that memoir now.
He is.
God damn, Madagascar. Focus your efforts in. Wow.
All right. Next up, Brick. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 8 options on this one.
Okay.
All right. And the options here are Brick by Brick, How I Built Walls Around My True Identity. Number two, Frankenstein and Me. Number three, I Don't Want to Be an Asshole, and There's So Many Ways to Be an Asshole. 4, I Know Why the Caged Beatty Sings. Number 5, our sincere apologies for the previous title. It did not meet our standards and it has been removed. Signed, the editor. Number 6, Pizza Time. Number 7, Don't Sneeze on My Dick and Tell Me I'm Coming. And number 8, this is now a bonus episode.
Ooh.
Those are really good.
Again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. One more time, yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Brick by Brick, How I Built Walls Around My True Identity. Frankenstein and Me. I Don't Want to Be an Asshole, and There's So Many Ways to Be an Asshole. I Know Why the Caged Beatty Sings. Our sincere apologies for the previous title. Did not meet our standards and has been removed. Signed, the editor. Pizza Time. Don't Sneeze on My Dick and Tell Me I'm Coming. This is now a bonus.
I mean, oh my God.
All right, so which one am I committing to for my memoir?
I mean, I think in the interest of Brick being a professional pseudonym, I think the only option really is Don't Sneeze on My Dick and Tell Me I'm Coming.
It's so good.
That's perfect. That one is really good.
Because it mirrors the Judge Judy memoir as well.
But I almost feel like that's been used.
It's the Judge Judy. It's like, don't piss my dick and tell me, or don't pee in the water when it's raining. It's Judge Judy's
don't
memoir.
Don't piss on my dick.
Yeah.
Right.
I've definitely heard the dick one too. Not that you couldn't still use it, but.
Probably Dan Savage's.
The style of bonus episode is also pretty good.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
I like the asshole one too.
Yes, that one's great.
I liked the asshole one the best, honestly.
I'd say it. All right.
I think that's the one that you should write.
The asshole?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, like that's probably the one I would pick.
I like it.
I am committed to it. Which one do you think I wrote?
I think this is now a bonus.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I know for a fact he didn't.
Oh, shit. Nico wrote that.
I'm going to guess the bees. That's really good, Nico. You wrote the bees.
Oh, the Beatty?
Beatty. Ann Beatty. Yeah. That's a dangerous one. That's all right.
Yeah, that's a dangerous
one. I wrote the asshole.
Whoa. Oh, really? Two for two.
So I also got to name my own. However, that was actually a quote Aaron said.
Yeah.
Did I?
On a recent podcast. Yeah. Yeah, he said, you don't want to be an asshole and there's so many ways to be an asshole.
And you don't even remember it.
I don't remember. You weren't talking about me.
Right.
But it seemed fitting, so I stole it.
That's so good.
I can't believe you both, wrote your own, technically. That feels very legitimate and also like it's going to happen.
All right, well, let's see how these jabronis do. Next up, we have Aaron. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 choices here for Aaron. Number 1, a heartbreaking poop of staggering proportions, my life in the Boston stalls.
That's such a good start.
Yeah. Number 2, I hate myself and other stories I never got around to finishing. Number 3, crying through the tears.
These are so good.
Number 4, odier days.
Yeah.
Number 5, the tears of a clown when there's no one around.
You're going to lose Aaron.
Yeah.
You need to take him on a drive.
Yeah. Number 6, too dumb to live, too sad to die.
Oh my God.
That one's too fresh.
Number 7, wrong balls, right time, the grass jelly anal yeast in me.
That's a lot.
There I'm going to just go words. Ahead and guess that's the one Aaron wrote.
And number 8, High, a Memoir of Regret.
High, H-I or H-I-G-H?
H-I.
H-I. Oh, high cake, right.
I assume it's relating to the cake. Mm-hmm. You want me to read them again?
Yeah, that's hard.
Oh, all right. A heartbreaking poop of staggering proportions, my life in the Boston stalls. I hate myself and other stories I never got around to finishing. Crying through the tears. Odier days. The tears of a clown when there's no one around. Too dumb to live, too sad to die. Wrong Balls, Right Time, Grass Jelly, Anal Yeast, and Me, and Hi, A Memoir of Regret.
I gotta say, I mean, I love them all, but crying through my tears or whatever, that is easily the most catchy and also maybe the happiest, even though it's the saddest.
Yeah. Fuck, that one's good.
Those are awesome. I love the one that's the take on the Staggering Genius.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with
Heartbreaking Poop of Staggering
Proportions. Heartbreaking Poop of Staggering Proportions.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
So good.
That's really good.
That's definitely my vote for both, actually. I think he wrote it.
I think he wrote the Crying Through the Tears.
Like, I just imagine being in a bookstore and seeing that and being like, yeah, I'm gonna read that.
Fewer of them are poop related than I would just have thought.
Which one are we making him commit to?
I vote for Heartbreaking Poop.
I'm gonna vote for Crying Through My Tears.
All right, Dave, you're the deciding vote. If there's a tie, I'll break it.
Shit.
You could pick a different one, too.
You can pick a different one.
Gotta go Crying Through the Tears.
Aaron, which one did you write?
I wrote two of them. Crying Through the Tears is one of them for sure. And the other was Too Sad to Live, Too Lame to Die.
Too dumb.
I was very proud of I Hate Myself and Other Stories. I never got around to finishing.
That is so fucking good. I love that. And I'm going to take that at some point for sure. That hit me like a ton of bricks. Literally. But it's perfect. It's perfect.
All right, we're 3 for 3 with picking our own.
So funny.
So now it's up.
Yeah.
Now it's up to David.
Yeah, that's wild.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 options here. Number one, there's always more time until death catches up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Whoa.
Number two, Beetle Boner, Bury Me, and Barry's D. Number three, if a cop sees your dick, it's a sex crime. Number four, The Unnatural. Number five, A Hidden Boner That's Always Hard. Number six, I Love Balls, specifically baseballs. And number seven, Don't Call Me Poopy Balls. There's a theme to yours, David.
Do one,
all right, one more time.
One more.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. There's always more time until death catches up.
Oh, God.
Beetle Boner, Bury Me, and Barry's D. If your cop sees a dick, it's a sex crime. The Unnatural. A Hidden Boner That's Always Hard. I Love My Balls. I Love Balls, especially baseballs. And Don't Call Me Poopy Balls.
My two favorites are definitely Sex Crime and the especially baseballs.
Yeah, it's good.
Because, like, those are both the ones that I would be like, all right,
I need more information. Dave wrote the one about there's always enough time. There's always more time until death catches up. That seems right.
He might well have, but I'm still going to vote for it for his title.
For which one?
For his title. For the title of the memoir.
Oh, same one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could see him also having written it. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's like a hint of an Arrested Development reference in there. And there's a general existential dread.
Yeah, awareness of your mortality
is very on brand.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's 100% on brand for Dave. Those are all so good. I love balls,
especially baseballs.
Especially
whatever you pick, he's gotta commit to.
I'm gonna go baseballs.
So we got one for There's Always More Time Till Death Catches Up, and one for I Love Balls specifically.
Yeah. Baseballs.
Aaron, you can pick whatever you want. If there's a tie, I'll break.
It's not a sex crime. That's a cop. Your dick is pretty good. I'll go with I Love Balls, too.
All right, Dave. When you write your memoir, you are committing yourself to title it I Love Balls, specifically.
I feel like he's
balls.
Writing it down.
He's like, all right.
You can tattoo it if you want. Noted. All right, Dave, which one did you write?
Beetle Boner.
Wow.
Oh.
Bury Me in Barry's wow. D.
Who wrote the first one? It's God damn it. That's so fucking good.
Yeah.
But there's always time until death who catches wrote, up.
Maybe I forgot because I'm too drunk already. Who wrote the one about I Hate Myself and There's...
Do you want me to just tell you who wrote everything?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
From the top, Nico. The book was not better and the movie was bad too. Was written by Aaron. The 40-year-old curmudgeon was written by me.
So good.
I guess I Like Golf Now was also written by me. Tuesdays with Ninky, Memoirs of a Duchess, was written by David.
like it.
My Tattoos, Well, was written by Aaron. And Sneering Towards Bethlehem, My Life as a Critic of Absolutely Everything, was written by Dave.
Really yep. Good.
For mine, Brick by Brick, How I Built My Walls Around My True Identity, was written by Dave.
Nice.
Frankenstein and Me by Nico. I Know Why the Caged Beady Sings was Dave. Our Sincere Apologies for the Previous Title did not meet our standards and has been removed by the editor. It was written by Aaron. Pizza Time was written by Aaron. Don't Sneeze on My Dick and Tell Me I'm Coming was written by Dave. It also had a subtitle that said, like, the story of world's most badass principal or something equally fucking shaming. So,
oh, yeah. I left
that for those two trying to mess the do judge not Judy. Go together. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like... Let me tell you about my dick sneezing. And also...
Dave's, yeah, well, Dave's thing is like, I wrote children. This, but also it kind of sounds like you're raping children, so I... This Is Now a Bonus Episode was written by Nico.
So good. So good.
Aaron's A Heartbreaking Poop of Staggering Proportions, My Life in the Boston Stalls was written by Dave.
Really good. I love that one. Really good.
I Hate Myself and Other Stories I Never Got Around to Finishing was me.
Savage.
Odie or Days was Nico.
That's good.
The Tears of a Clown When There's No One Around was me and also Smokey Robinson. Nice. Too Dumb to Live, Too Sad to Die was Aaron. Wrong Balls, Right Time, Grass Jelly, Anal Yeast, and Me was written by Dave.
Yeah. Oh my
goodness. A Memoir of Regret was written by Nico. For the Dave ones... There's Always More Time Until Death Catches Up was me.
Oh, God.
Beetle Boner, Bury Me, and Barry's D was Dave. If a Cop Sees Your Dick, It's a Sex Crime was also me. The Unnatural was Aaron. A Hidden Boner That's Always Hard was Nico. And Don't Call Me Poopy Balls was Aaron.
I also considered It's Not If a Cop Sees Your Ball Dick It's a Sex Crime too as a memoir title, so it'd be funny if we had the same title exactly.
I did really feel that one, the sex crime one.
It's a true story. It's based on facts.
Yeah, that could be like the title of your, you know, the story and
title of your confession. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and this has been our memoir game. Look forward to those books sometime in the next 50 years, if we're lucky to live half that long.
So good.
All right, ultimately, goodbye.